Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, everyone, and welcome to the Laurie Beth Jones Blog Talk Radio Show. I am thrilled today to have on the show with us Ruth Adams, who is from Sheffield, UK, United Kingdom, and she and I are related by blood. I'm convinced of it because her family's from Wales and my family, the Joneses, are from Wales. Welcome, Ruth.
Thank you very much, Laurie Beth. It's great to be with you.
Well, it's morning here in California, but I know it's late afternoon for you over there, and so we've had fun juggling the time differences with you, particularly with our coaching program, and you've always been willing to play no matter, even if you have to get up at 2 a.m. in the morning. We consider you one of our, not only our most talented friends, but certainly one of our most dedicated.
Oh, it's all good fun.
So, Ruth, tell us, what is your mission,
okay,
and what elemental combination?
Right. I am on a mission to inspire, communicate, and unlock lives of freedom and possibility.
Oh, I love that, unlock. I don't think that's even on our verb list. You must have made that one up.
The key you gave me the other week had something to do with it.
Oh!
And my element is fire, wind.
Oh, well, you know, that's my personal favorite combination.
Mine too.
Yes, indeed. So how did you learn about PATH and PEP, the PATH Elements Profile, all the way over there in the United Kingdom?
In 2005, I was at a conference and somebody mentioned Jesus CEO. And I bought the book on Amazon, read it, loved it, and got all the rest of the books. I was notified when The Four Elements of Success was published, and I ordered that, took my profile online, and immediately shot an email to the office saying, can I train in this in the UK? It wasn't possible at that point, although it is now. And in 2006, I, on a whim, really, with about 7 days' notice, hopped on a plane over to Los Angeles to train in the PATH Elements Profile.
And I remember that. We had such an amazing time, didn't we?
Oh, it was a ball. Absolutely.
So how are you... Tell us a little bit about your background and how you've integrated PATH and PEP into the work that you're doing today in the UK.
Okay, I worked for 20 years as chief exec of a small charity, which was headed up by Fiona Castle, who's very well known here in the UK. And from 2006 until 2008, I used the PEP and the PATH within the work I was doing, but had an increasing sense that I would give up full-time employment and set up on my own and use these tools as the basis of my own business. And so at the beginning of 2009, I set up In Your Element, and I've been doing all sorts of things since then.
Tell us a little bit about what you've been doing with it.
Right. Well, because it's very new in the UK, it's been very much doing a lot of groundwork, something I find quite hard, actually. But I've been into schools and done some really good pilot sessions where it's been extremely well received with the PATH for teens. I've done it with some challenging children, and there's some interest in developing that in some of the schools. I've taken it to some church groups and done it with some leadership teams. In fact, this last weekend, I did it with a group at the PATH and PEP in Sussex, which is in the south of England, and we had a great time. As a result of it, there's the possibility of going back down to do some work with asylum seekers around their profile, which will be a new interesting group to work with. An occupational therapist thought she'd like to do some training around the PATH for kids to do with her work. And somebody else later this year hopes to be able to train in PEP. So that's the sort of response I'm getting This morning I was at a college in Sheffield talking about PATH for teens, and we were exploring ways of taking that into the college, working with a huge variety of different types of students.
Ruth, you are amazing. That just makes my heart swell up with joy. I love hearing this. Now, the depth of your work, you're very well versed with CEOs and people at high levels of society. In fact, your daughter, excuse me, is now working at Vogue in New York at a very high level, and you have been working with ESPN, and your family's very accomplished. And you and your husband adopted two special needs sisters. So you have a real heart for special needs and challenged. Can you share how learning the elements affects special needs children?
I think it really gives them a clear sense of their own identity. I think so often special needs children are labelled. We label them ADHD. I'd much rather think of them as high wind.
Yes.
And, you know, encourage them in the things that they're good at instead of trying to make them fit into particularly an educational box rather than letting them run free and encourage the strengths they have. I think the same perhaps goes, and I know obviously some children have very specific challenges, but I'm thinking of children who perhaps are on the mild autism spectrum, and we label them, and yet I think often they're just very high earths.
Mm.
And, you know, we could do such a lot when we can give them the sort of detail that those of us who are very low on earth can't do, and we can help them, you know, hone their skills. I was with a group of NEETs, we call them over here, students who are not in education, employment or training, and often they might have some special needs or particular challenges. I was with a group of these not long ago, and one lad, Adam, didn't engage at all when we were doing the elements. But at the end of that session, I said to him, "What element do you think you might be, Adam?" He hadn't looked up at all. He said, "I'm a water." So I said, "Oh, why do you think that?" "Because waters need stability and security, and I don't get it, and that's why I'm like I am."
Wow.
I thought, wow. So we went on to look at his mission statement, and he engaged a lot more then. And at the end of that session, he said, "My mission is to inspire, encourage, and motivate healing and respect in myself and others."
Oh, my.
And I said to him, wow. I said, "Adam, what would you like to do if you could do anything in the world?" And he said, "I'd like to be a sports physiotherapist, but I can't." So I said, why? And we put the brick wall up. He was from a single-parent family. His mother was a drug addict. He had five siblings, all with different fathers. He was mixed race. He didn't have any money. He'd never moved off his council estate. All those things. And we got rid of those one by one. And he mentioned that he wanted to be a sports physiotherapist at a particular football team. Now, I said we couldn't guarantee the particular football team, but if he started going to school and he had challenges, but he was intelligent, and we looked at funding that he could get and the courses he would need to take so that he could actually have his vision as a reality. And 6 months later, he hasn't missed a day at school.
Ruth, that's amazing.
Yeah, so it's brilliant. Those are the sorts of stories that come out of really just using these programs.
Now, how has you, I'm so breathless at that story. You know, our work, and we talked about this, we were at a retreat in Dallas that Ruth attended at a cottage in a lake. And you know, it's really one mission at a time, changing the world one mission at a time. And then you took it even further by removing the bricks, one brick at a time, the wall that was in front of him. That just astounds me. What amazing work you're doing. Now, What transformation have you seen in your own life as a result of knowing your element and being really clear about your mission?
Oh, it's completely life-changing. I had done a lot of profiles. I'm very interested in how teams relate, why people are like they are. And I'd done a lot of profiles and found them helpful on the day, some more than others. But when I did the PEP, it's the only one that I found actually freed me up to be who I really am. I believe that I was brought up to be an earth water, fit in this box and keep everybody else happy. I broke out as and when I felt I could. But this one was just so releasing. And, the things that I have done since I took my profile and put my mission together, have made me gasp sometimes, but it's just such an exciting journey.
Well, if you were raised as the opposite of your true hardwiring, your combination, so what has amazed you about the breakthrough that you've had in your own identity as a result of this?
Well, I think particularly my family didn't fly anywhere. They wanted to be on terra firma the whole time. In fact, my sister didn't come to my daughter's wedding abroad because she wouldn't fly. And so for me, the first thing was, yes, I can go over to Los Angeles. Yes, I can fly to Dallas. Yes, I can go to New York. And it's just been, I think, this whole freedom and possibility, which were not part of my background at all. And yet those are the words that I think have made most difference and had most effect on me, which is why I want to see them, rolled out to as many people so that they too can experience all that's possible for them.
Well, one of the amazing things about you, Ruth, is that you are such a leader. And, of course, that win, I'm chuckling to myself because now you've been over to the United States how many times in the last 6 months?
Five, I think.
In fact, your daughter came over on a whim and took a job interview with Anna Wintour at Vogue and got hired. She had been working at the Vogue in London, I believe, right?
That's right.
You're putting on quite a legacy to your children just by example. Now, Ruth is also head of our international division, and can you tell people a little bit how many are on our team and what that work involves?
Right, well, we've got people in New Zealand and Australia and in other parts of Europe, in South Africa and Canada. And we're just beginning to develop a team so that, the whole range of the PATH materials can really be rolled out across the world. And because now people don't have to fly to America to train, we can do it by Skype or by telephone. It opens up the possibilities really in any country of the world.
What is your particular hope for this year, Ruth? What do you see for yourself?
World domination, really.
That's fire wind talking right there.
I really would like to see a lot of the groundwork that I've been doing in the UK really flourish into new trainers being trained and the program rolling out. We're making a particular workbook that will work internationally, and really to see it develop more and more in other countries of the world. So I would like to see maybe 10 new countries having trainers, working and developing their own businesses, and those countries where we already have people, to see those expand. People are beginning to give up jobs and do this full-time in some of the countries where perhaps they are the only trainer, and that's really exciting and a real privilege to be part of.
Ruth, that is so amazing. We're getting the countdown on the clock here. So if someone wants to reach Ruth, she can be reached at ruth@in-your-element.co.uk. ruth@in-your-element.co.uk. And of course, you can also reach her through us at lauriebethjones.com. Ruth, thank you so much. Blessings to you. And I see you using that key not only in your life and those around you, but all over the world. So that's a prophecy for you.
Thank you.
All right, blessings. Hugs to Alan and the girls.
Thank you. Lovely to talk to you. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye.
Thank you for listening to the Laurie Beth Jones Blog Talk Radio Show. Now go out and unlock some possibilities where you are. Bye-bye.